Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Thanks for checking in. Here's a quick look at what's making news right now. More work on the economic stimulus package today, but aides say President Obama remains hopeful the Senate will pass the plan by the end of the week. One part of the stimulus plan that's getting a lot of attention, the so-called Buy American provision. Several versions were on the table, but yesterday, senators agreed to soften the plan, clarifying that the clause will not override existing trade agreements. Meantime, a dismal jobless report is just out today. New jobless claims surged last week to 626,000, which is a 26-year high and a much higher number than expected by the Labor Department. Meantime, the number of people drawing unemployment benefits is at an all-time high. Around 4.8 million people are receiving unemployment checks, for at least 1 week. FEMA is warning victims of that recent ice storm in Kentucky and Arkansas not to eat the peanut butter that they included in the emergency kits because it might be tainted with salmonella. Thousands of people are urged to throw out the peanut butter as a precaution. The nationwide outbreak has made hundreds of people sick. The FBI hopes new advances in forensic technology can help crack the case of cyanide-tainted Tylenol that killed 7 people. The FBI is taking a second look at that case that dates way back to 1982. Agents searched the home of a man convicted of trying to extort $1 million from Tylenol's manufacturers. The man wasn't charged with their deaths and denied having anything to do with the poisonings. CNN has learned Yemen has emerged as a new safe haven for Al-Qaeda operatives. We've learned that over the last several weeks, several Al-Qaeda operatives have entered Yemen from Saudi Arabia and established a network that could threaten U.S. and Saudi targets. As a result, Yemeni security forces have gone on high alert. That's a quick look at your headlines right now. Please stick with us at CNN and CNN.com Live. We're bringing you your updates throughout the day.